Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening, everybody locked in, everybody tuned in, just everybody hanging out here all over North America. I don't know where you at. I don't know what you're doing, but thank you for being here. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We appreciate you, okay? You're here at the beginning of the show, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. It is Wednesday, November 19th. Oh, yeah, we pulling up. We're about a week away from Thanksgiving. But we got more to get into today. Of course, I got a top six list for you. We're going to talk about some of the worst, bizarre, freak, wild injuries that have ever taken place in the world of sports. Thank you to Cam Scatterboo for inspiring the list, as this dumbass decided to go to a WWE event, get a little physical, even though he just kind of broke his leg for the world to see just a few weeks ago. Thank you, Cam Scatterboo, for the inspiration. Hey, next hour, we're going to be joined by one of the WNBA's brightest stars. Aaliyah Boston is going to join us. Shout outs to everybody listening in South Carolina, people listening in Indiana, where she has made her bones. Aaliyah Boston is going to come through and just talk to us about some positivity. There's not always positivity going on in the WNBA. I know they're thinking about that CBA, but we're going to think about some of the things that she's working on to empower young women in basketball. And speaking of basketball, we've got a lot of guys who've been hurt. I'll ask her about that. Why are so many athletes getting hurt? I'm going to ask her that. LeBron James, he bounced back last night, made his season debut with the Los Angeles Lakers. Every time LeBron James steps out onto the court, it's more history being made. How about this? Speaking of people returning, Joe Burrow was a full participant at practice today. Steve Sarkisian, he wasn't hurt, but he's saying he ain't leaving Texas. There's been a lot of rumors about that. You know, there have been rumors about Lane Kiffin moving on. And you know, a lot of people and a lot of rumors. Major League Baseball, they got a new broadcast home, or a few broadcast homes. We'll get into that. Is Mac Jones going to find a new home? Could it be with the Minnesota Vikings? We'll get into that. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's a lot in injuries, man, damn. We got an update on Jackson Dart. We got an unfortunate injury update when it comes to Michael Penix Jr. I won't spoil it. Well, I will. He's out for the season. I think we already knew that. He's going to need that ACL repaired. Shedeur Sanders is ready to start. Yeah, there's a lot that we need to do. There's a lot that we're going to discuss. You can always listen to every minute, every second on the show on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. You got a smart speaker, be smart. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Okay, you can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's on Twitter, that's on Instagram, that is on all of the things, okay? Botcha, how you doing? You good? You good on this Wednesday? You ready to get over the hump?
I'm basically over the hump already, and that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Well, we're going to help everybody else get over the hump. And speaking of over the hump, forget a hump right now. Everybody loves getting over a hump. Let's talk about over the hill. LeBron James. This man is about to turn 41 years old next month. LeBron James, 40-year-old, 41-year-old basketball player. He is not over the hill. Not yet. Okay, Los Angeles Lakers, they took on the Utah Jazz last night. They won 140 to 126. Luka Doncic did Luka Doncic things. He went out there and said, I'm just going to give you 37 points, okay? Austin Reeves kept on with the keeping on. Austin Reeves contributed 26 points. But the name that people really paid attention to last night was LeBron James, because he made his debut in his 23rd season, which is now a record, surpassing Vince Carter for the most NBA seasons ever. LeBron James is like, I got 23 seasons of basketball for you. And he showed up. LeBron James had 11 points, 12 assists, 3 rebounds, a steal. He played exactly 30 minutes. He was 2 of 3 from downtown, 4 of 7 overall. I thought LeBron would have a 15-5-5 game. Well, I think this is better, okay? 11 points, 12 assists, 3 rebounds. LeBron James is back. LeBron, how does it feel to be back? Tell me.
Keeping my head down, you know, with the work, and then keeping my head up with faith, you know, it's gotten me to this point today, and it's just great. A lot of joy, a lot of probably seeing me smiling and talking a lot on the court today. Just being out with those guys is so fun.
Yeah, it's great to be back. Every time they showed LeBron James before the game, he's smiling, he's dancing. Sometimes he looks miserable, and I get it. I mean, you're in front of a camera. Camera's in front of you for your whole adult life, your teenage life. You know, some days you ain't gonna smile. Some days you're going to be happy. Some days you're going to look miserable. Last night, he was just grinning the whole game from ear to ear. Utah Jazz got off to a fast start. I mean, Keontae George, they had that guy out there looking like he was Reggie Miller, dropping threes. The Utah Jazz score a lot of points. Lauri Markkanen dropped, 31 points? But they don't play no defense. So this was a great game for LeBron James to return to, because all he did is get up and down the court, and all he had to do was sit down every now and then. I mean, damn it, Keontae George. I think he played at Baylor. Starting point guard here for the Utah Jazz. He wasn't even born when LeBron James made his NBA debut. He was born a few months after LeBron James made his debut in the NBA. A matter of fact, 16%. Listen to this. Bacha, did you know this? 16%. Of players currently in the NBA were not alive when LeBron James made his debut.
Not alive? Oh my, I thought you were going to say not like, I don't know, in the league or, no, that's of course, yeah, but
no,
I don't
they
know.
Weren't born.
They weren't born. And that's the number's only going to go up.
Yeah, 16%. LeBron James is the old guy in the room. He played against Jabari Smith, not last night. He played against Jabari Smith years ago. Even played against Jabari Smith Jr. LeBron James is playing against fathers and sons. He is bridging generations. LeBron James, I guess his goal is to play with almost every NBA player imaginable, or the majority of them. Damn. This is what LeBron James had to say about waking up, stepping out onto the court, and being old.
No, not really. I haven't been able to do that throughout my whole career. I think it's something I will really enjoy once I'm done, to be able to look back and see some of the things I accomplished and a great group of guys I was around, the coach staffs I was around when I was playing the game. So I can sit back and think about what you just said as far as seven guys not being born when I started this journey. And that just made my back hurt. So I got a few days before we play again, so I'll be okay.
Yeah, listen, LeBron, cracking jokes. He's making sciatica jokes. He's talking about his back hurting. Yeah, LeBron is old. Okay, his teammates are out there like, yeah, this guy's old. He's still out there playing. Luka Doncic, he knows it's his team now. This is what Luka had to say about playing with LeBron.
Honestly, just sharing with him. You know, it's 23rd season. It's insane. And just sharing the call with him, it's special. And he sees things that other people can't. So he's here to help us all. So it's amazing, and it's only his first game back, and he plays amazing, so I'm excited to play some more.
Yeah, what is he going to do? He wasn't out there looking for a shot. He was passing the rock around, had 12 assists. I mean, he could wake up and lead the league in assists if he wanted to, Mr. LeBron James. And luckily for him, his 40-year-old, almost 41-year-old body, the next game for the Los Angeles Lakers will be on Sunday against the Utah Jazz. So if you think about it, LeBron James played yesterday. And he got how many days? A Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He got 4 days off before he goes out there, almost 5 full days, until he goes out there and he plays again. What an ideal time to go ahead and start the season. Now, DeAndre Ayton, at one point in time, he was in LeBron James' basketball camp. Okay, he was a kid at one of LeBron James' basketball camps. And this is what DeAndre Ayton had to say about LeBron being in his 23rd season, something we've never seen before.
Yeah, you don't make it seem like that. You know, running next to him and he running fast as me down the floor, you don't think that it's his 23rd year. You know, the dude's a machine. I was just telling him a fun fact. You know, he threw me an alley-oop. I said, that's my second alley-oop from you. The first one was when I was in eighth grade at your camp. Yeah, it was kind of crazy, you know. I've seen all that, so it was fun.
It was fun playing with the old guy. Who doesn't like playing with the old guy in the gym? Unless that old guy's busting your ass, man, okay? Botch, you ever played ball against somebody that's older guy?
Yes, they always somehow have the perfect touch.
Oh, they got experience. They know what to do, where to be, how to get their shots. They're not exerting a lot of energy, but they're out there just getting buckets because they have experience. Experience is a great teacher. And so LeBron James is out there running with the young guns. And this is what he had to say about playing with his teammates. Like, he never played with DeAndre Ayton. And now he's also playing with Marcus Smart and LaRavia. There's a bunch of dudes he never played with. LeBron, how's the adjustment? You could play with anybody, right?
I said it was yesterday's practice, post-practice. I can fit in with anybody. I don't even understand why that was even a question. What's wrong with these people out here? It right away with anybody. So, you know, just watching the guys their first 14 games that I missed, the first 14, just watching them and seeing, I was just putting myself in position, you know, while I was watching the games of how I can help the team and how I can be successful to help those guys. And, you know, I still, you know, able to gain a lot of eyes when I'm driving the ball or have the ball, you know, things of that nature. And, you know, I had a big fella down there, a big five down there, and my guy Gabe right here, obviously, and Jake, you know, our second team. We went out there and kind of pushed the lead up. That was good.
He's talking about five, DeAndre Ayton and Jake LaRavia, who had 16 points last night. DeAndre Ayton was typically, I don't want to call him a bum. Sometimes he just kind of disappears. He doesn't have the impact that you think he should have. And I know he was in the NBA Finals with the Suns against the Milwaukee Bucks, but sometimes Ayton just disappears. With the Los Angeles Lakers and Luka, he should certainly have a solid season. I mean, even Bronny got some burn last night. Bronny James went out there and played a whopping 4 minutes. He was able to knock down a three when the game was at hand. So LeBron James, he basically saw everybody. Everybody played except for Jared Vanderbilt. Okay, Jared Vanderbilt, his minutes are gone now that LeBron is back. I know this is an injury. This is what LeBron had to say about his kid. Yeah, you forgot he played with his son.
I mean, it's been great to see and to watch, and he's still young. I mean, obviously just turned 21 not too long ago, and he's still learning and, you know, still getting better with each and every rep. I think he's enjoying the process. I think you're going to obviously ask him, you know, more than me. He's not a resident anymore, so we don't talk as much. He has his own place. So I can't just... But he's great. He's great. Brody, how are you? There you go. There you go.
Oh, look, love the jokes, huh? Love them. Los Angeles Lakers now have a record of 11-4. I'm still concerned about their bench scoring and their depth. I think that is a concern. It was mentioned on the Lakers broadcast last night that the Lakers are one of the worst bench scoring teams in the entire league. I mean, I could take a look at that roster and go ahead and figure that out. I mean, is Jake LaRavia going to put up points every single game? There's a lot to be said, but maybe with LeBron James there, splitting some of the ball handling duties, that at one point in time, you will always have LeBron or Luka Doncic on the court. Maybe that will go ahead and help things out, but that is definitely a concern. Who the hell is coming off of that bench for the Los Angeles Lakers? And J.J. Redick, who's typically pretty miserable all the damn time, I guess he was in a better mood yesterday. He was asked about LeBron's debut, and this is what he said.
Just thought he played with the right spirit. Very unselfish all night.
you know, was a willing passer, didn't force it, took his drives and his shots when they were there.
Yeah, well, he's LeBron James. LeBron James is the same dude who was criticized during his ascent in the NBA for not having a killer mentality. You know, not just putting up shots like Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan. Hey, LeBron, you out there passing too much. That's what he's been doing his entire career. J.J. Redick, I guess in finality here, he was asked when this 40, soon to be a 41-year-old ball player will be at 100%. Listen to this.
I thought it was better than expected. We wanted to keep him around 28. He played 29, 37, and he would have been able to finish the game had we needed him. So I thought it was better than expected. But everybody's different. I don't expect it, you know, him getting into peak shape or LeBron shape. I don't expect it to take long.
Yeah, well, let's see how he goes. One thing that we don't want injuries for anybody. But there are certain guys you want to see through. You want to see the stars through. And a matter of fact, we're going to talk about a lot of these injuries. Because the rate right now of which NBA players are going down, I'm talking about star players, is pretty unprecedented if you have to think about the past 30 and 40 years of the league. I mean, we heard some of the comments from Steve Kerr. We'll play the comments actually next hour about why Steve Kerr wants to shorten the NBA season. Why are there so many stars going down? Why is Giannis hurt? I was going to say, and I'll still say it, I know it sounds crazy, why is Kawhi Leonard hurt? Anthony Davis is hurt. We're talking about guys who've been all-stars. They're busted. Bradley Beal got a broken hip. Giannis has a messed up groin. The young, long, tall Victor Wembanyama has a calf issue. There's just so many dudes who are hurt. There's no Halliburton this year. There's no Tatum this year so far. There's a lot of dudes who are busted up. Why? Oh, why? Oh, why? We'll talk about it next hour. I'm going to give you some stats and data that pretty much support some of the reasons why so many NBA stars are busted up. Next hour as well, we're going to be joined by a WNBA All-Star from the Indiana Fever. Aaliyah Boston is going to come through and join us next hour. We'll figure out what the heck is going on with her. Speaking of old people, not Aaliyah, she's very young. We got an update on Aaron Rodgers. Okay, Aaron Rodgers gave an update on that busted up wrist that he has. Shedeur Sanders, not old, very young. Shedeur gave an update on his status and comes to being on the football field, and also the fact that, yes, we all know that he got robbed or his house got broken into. Penix Jr., he's young. Well, not really. He's 26. Stupid Falcons. He's out for the season. ACL. Okay, we got an update on Jackson Dart. We got Steve Sarkisian telling everybody he's not leaving Texas. Oh, man, so much to get into. We got a top six list of some of the dumbest injuries that we've ever witnessed in the world of sports. And we got a lot to get into. If you want to call, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. When we come back, yeah, let's go from the old to the new. Let's talk about Shedeur Sanders. LeBron James been around so long, even past Reggie Miller, on the all-time three-point list last night. That's old. Let's talk about Shedeur. He's getting ready to make his first start in the NFL. Let's talk Shedeur on the other side. Let's see what he has to say. We're just getting warmed up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We just talked about the debut of LeBron James for this season, making his debut 23 years in the NBA. is something that no one has ever done. Nobody's ever played 23 seasons. I told you he passed Reggie Miller on the all-time threes list. We know LeBron James. He's improved as a three-point shooter, but he ain't no, you know, Reggie Miller, Ray Allen out here. And so that's how long he's been around, just knocking down all of these shots. Okay, so LeBron James makes his debut. The next time you'll see LeBron on the court, unless he wakes up with sciatica, will be Sunday, again, against the Utah Jazz, this time in Utah. Something else that you will see on Sunday, it's official. We knew that this was likely to be the case, especially given the fact that Dylan Gabriel is in concussion protocol. But Shedeur Sanders is going to have his first NFL career start as the Cleveland Browns go on to Las Vegas and take on the Raiders. And we saw the excitement. There were a lot of people who were happy to see Shedeur, to see that number 12 in the stands when he got the call this past Sunday against the Ravens. I mean, they did not get the job done. They had a chance to come back and win the game. They didn't do it. But in the process, Shedeur looked bad. Okay, he was 4-16 passing, only had 47 yards, threw an interception, was sacked twice. People were just in his face every damn time. The offensive line was collapsing around him. It wasn't good for Shedeur Sanders. And then we talked yesterday about it. Not only did he stink on the football field, or the whole damn team stunk, he had a robbery in his house. He had a break-in in his home. It's been reported that $200,000 was taken out of his house. I don't know where he lives, but the $200,000 is gone. And so Shedeur Sanders was asked about this. He's just like, listen, my dad was making jokes about it. They think it's funny. I guess when your whole family's rich, who cares? Listen to this.
Quite honestly, right now, I'm not even like, I don't know. I'm so focused on what I'm doing. I don't even be talking to too many people right now.
I'm sure you talked to him though, yeah?
I ain't talked to him today or yesterday. I talked to Shiloh. Shiloh called me, but I said, bro, right now, if you want to talk, everybody just fly in and come see me, bro. I ain't trying to be on my phone. I'm not trying to do any of that. If you want to talk, just pull up on me, you know, and then we can talk from there. But other than that, I don't even check my phone. Too many people have been texting me, are you okay? Yes, I'm fine. I didn't get robbed. My house did.
He didn't get robbed. His house did. But they took money out the house, man. Come on, man. Who wants to deal with this? You finally get your crack, you finally get your shot in the NFL, and you got to deal with people just in your crib? You got to think about your safety. People know where I live. He probably already moved somewhere else. There's probably a reason why he doesn't want to discuss it. I mean, this is still a private matter. I don't know if you get robbed and just wake up and just go, oh, yep, I'm moving back in. I don't know. That's a violation of privacy. Hey, Shedeur, how you feeling about this? And we know about your performance, and then you got to deal with the robbery stuff. It's a pain in the behind, right?
I would say definitely. I would say mentally, emotionally. I know this is a trending topic that my house got broken into, but like I'm in a mental space now to where, you know, it's not too much that could faze me. Honestly, what's going on? And none of my jewelry got took anyway. So, by the way, none of my jewelry got took. So nah, you know, it's just called slipping. You know, it happened.
Okay, all right, he's making light of it. And I don't know if this is one of those situations where you have to, you know, laugh to hide your pain. But Shedeur Sanders, well, he's doing a lot of laughing. I could tell you one thing that wasn't funny. His performance and the Browns' performance on Sunday. And it's one thing to get thrown to the Wolves, and there's no anticipation that you were going to be the starter. Shedeur Sanders got the opportunity because Dylan Gabriel got knocked the hell out. He's currently in concussion protocol. Shedeur Sanders hasn't gotten practice with the first team. He's been playing with the backups. He might as well be playing with the backups. He might be throwing the football into garbage pails all by himself out there at the Cleveland Browns facility. And so Shador's going to have some time to get acclimated and practice with the ones. Hey, Shedeur. Now that you got that first game done, how you feeling about it? It was ugly.
Yeah, mentally and emotionally, I'm in a great place overall. In life, it's always going to be adversity. Things aren't always going to go, you know, as planned. But I would say, you know, I'm prepared for everything.
Oh, he's prepared. Oh, good for him. He seems like he's pretty level-headed about the entire situation. That's a good thing. Pretty good thing. Well, let's listen to his head coach, Kevin Stefanski, who never speaks really glowingly about anybody, especially with Shador. Seems like he's always tried to kind of keep the noise and the questions down about him, try to keep everything to a minimum. Kevin Stefanski, you got this offense. You got Shador. He likes to push the ball down the field. The offense seemed to be a little bit more engaged. The fans certainly seem more engaged with him out on the field. How are you going to change things to fit his skill set?
Yeah, I think you're always trying to do that, Mary Kay, with all your players, to make sure that they're comfortable, and it's no different with Shador in there. You want to make sure that all the concepts are things that he feels confident in. Obviously, you know, having been around him over the months, you get a good sense of the things that he's, you know, fit his eye, so to speak. So definitely want to lean into those type of things, and he's working very hard.
Oh, boy, I don't know about that. The Browns are so bad. Jerry Jeudy isn't, well, I mean, look at who he had throwing him the ball this year. Multiple guys now. But he hasn't had the season that he had last year. Isaiah Bond is one of these, he had to deal with a legal issue, and now he's here. But Isaiah Bond, he hasn't had the year. I mean, that's just, you don't look at this team and go, oh, my God, I can't wait to see the Browns offense. I can't. No. It's going to be tough for Shador. I don't know what this is going to look like against the Raiders. He just better hope that Max Crosby is not ripping him to shreds. That is a real possibility for Shador Sanders. Abacha, we mentioned this yesterday. You think that, and of course, there's always a chance for the Browns to win. I'm not a fan of the Browns. I'm not a fan of their personnel. I'm over Stefanski as a coach. I know he won Coach of the Year multiple times. It just seems like everything with the Browns is right back to being in a toilet where they've been in the past.
Yeah, but there's a few glimmers every now and then. You have Myles Garrett still. You have
defense.
The defense is solid. And then, you know, maybe Shador just wasn't ready to get in the game last week. And with the full week of preparation, they can design play call for him. He might show something. And that's they have a chance with Shador. If he sucks on Sunday, then it's completely in the toilet.
Everybody has a chance. Let's see what it looks like for Shador Sanders this upcoming Sunday as the Browns are heading out to Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. Meanwhile, Shador Sanders is getting a start. We finally heard from the head coach of the New York Jets. We heard from Aaron Glenn. He gave an explanation as to why Justin Fields is no longer going to see the field unless Tyrod Taylor gets hurt. Listen to what Aaron Glenn had to say about Justin Fields getting the boot to the bench.
Been reported that you're seeing new quarterbacks. Are you willing to share that with us?
Yeah. Said that on Monday. Talked to both of those guys. Talked to the team on Monday. So Tyrod will be our starter.
Why did you decide to make that move?
Because I wanted to.
Oh, come on, man. Why are you doing this? Why is he fighting? That's not that he's fighting, but you're creating enemies with the. Why are you doing this, man? You're doing this when the New York Jets are bad. What happens when the New York Jets are good? You still going to be an arrogant jerk? And then you're going to wonder why, if things get worse for the New York Jets. Maybe he doesn't care if they make life worse for him. But when the headlines and the stories are written negatively about him, those are the type of responses that you can go back and just go, hey, you had it coming. That guy asked, hey, why did you make the move? It's a legitimate question. You can answer the question. You don't have to give away a state secret. Hey, Justin Fields wasn't performing and we decided to make the move. But you can give an answer. Damn, Aaron Glenn is, I mean, he's rubbing me the wrong way. I'm not even in the room with him. Damn. Aaron Glenn continued on about how Justin Fields took the news. I'm sure he was ecstatic about it.
That's something I'm going to keep between us, and I think that's the best way to do it. But he understood my decision. Obviously, he's not happy with the decision, in which no one, and I don't expect him to be, you know, but he understands. And again, I have to make a decision as a head coach to try to do what's best for this team, and I feel like it was the best decision.
Okay, well, what changed? Because we get to the preseason, And it's just like, we're going to take our time with Justin Fields. And we got to give it time. This is a new offense, a new this. And a couple weeks ago, it wasn't, I'm not going to move him. And what the hell happened?
You know, there's a number of things. I mean, obviously, offensively, you want your passing game to be better. And listen, and that's not totally on him. You know, there's a number of things that go into that. That's myself. That's the routes that's ran. That's drop balls. That's including him. And at this point, I just feel like, man, we have to do something to get this team going offensively in the passing game. And I just felt like it was time to make that decision.
Yeah, they're like the Browns. Who the hell are they throwing the ball to? I mean, Garrett Wilson has been out. I can go out there and help the New York Jets play wide receiver. And forget the offense. They just got rid of two of their best defensive players because they're going nowhere and need a rebuild. And Quinnen Williams, we saw what he did for the Dallas Cowboys, just beating the living hell out of Geno Smith. Sauce Gardner, now a member of the Indianapolis Colts. Yeah, the New York Jets are going nowhere, man. And they got to take on the Ravens? Huh. Okay, all right. Yeah, New York Jets loss, Ravens win. And let's see what happens, with the Browns. Maybe Shador has a little bit better of a chance than the Jets do against the Ravens. Shador may do better against the Raiders. I could just see Max Crosby smashing this guy. If I'm Max Crosby, I am licking my chops right now. I'm going, damn, I could have 4 sacks in this game. I could have 5 quarterback hits. Max Crosby might be... in the gym or sleeping right now, knowing of what he's going to be able to do against Shador. But we'll see. That's why they go out there and play the games, okay? 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of quarterbacks, Shador is going to play. Justin Fields is going to sit. Tyrod Taylor is going to start. There's a couple of guys who you shouldn't expect to see back anytime soon. Michael Penix Jr., Jackson Dart, C.J. Stroud. What the hell is going on with these guys and their injuries? We also got a little bit of an update when it comes down to Joe Burrow and his injury status. You got Aaron Rodgers talking about his busted up wrist. So we're going to talk some injuries. We'll give you an update on some of these dudes who are hurt in the NFL. We got a lot to get into here on the Infinity Sports Network. But right now, let's get into a newsflash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We just heard the news report from Rich Ackerman giving us a little bit of an update on some of these NFL players who are either hurt or they're going to be returning. And a lot of them, unfortunately, happen to be quarterbacks. I'll tell you this. Let's start. There's a bunch of names from Aaron Rodgers to Michael Penix Jr. to Jackson Dart, C.J. Stroud. Let's start with the guy who is going to be missing in action tomorrow. And that's C.J. Stroud, as the Houston Texans get ready to take on the Buffalo Bills Thursday night football. There will be no C.J. Stroud for the 3rd consecutive game, okay? Especially being on the short week. The Texans just played on Sunday. They play again tomorrow. C.J. Stroud is still in concussion protocol. He's been able to get back out there onto the practice field, looks like in a non-contact capacity, but it's too short a time. And C.J. Stroud will not play against the Buffalo Bills. So prepare yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. If you're going to be checking out Thursday Night Football, you're going to be sitting around watching it. If you're going to watch it, I encourage you to drink and have a drink responsibly. If you're listening to it here on the radio, prepare yourself for Davis Mills. It's not a damn thing anybody wants to see. Nobody. I mean, come on, man. D'Amico Ryans, he spoke to the media. And he was talking about Davis Mills being quarterback 1. How exciting. Not really.
Yeah, really, during our spring practices, I mean, Davis took the bulk of the reps. You know, CJ was out, you know, with a shoulder injury during OTAs. So Davis had a bulk of our reps in the spring. You know, he's got a ton of reps in training camp, and he's banked reps now over the past, you know, three games. So he's done a good job with what we're asking him to do. And, you know, just expecting him to keep going out and keep getting better. And that's what just has him to just operate the offense efficiently, do what he's capable of doing, and it's worked for us. So we just ask him, just like every other player, man, you just do your best. That's all we ask for every guy. Do your best, and everybody doing their best will put us in position to win the game.
And nobody wants to see that. Sorry. And that's tomorrow against the Buffalo Bills. I know Josh Allen had 6 touchdowns on Sunday. I'm not saying he's going to do that against the Houston Texans defense, but that's not what I want to see, but you never know. Upset watch. It could be one of those games and matchups where you just look at it and go, oh my God, the Houston Texans are actually in this game. What are the Buffalo Bills doing? And it's not like the Bills have run roughshod over everybody all season long. So we'll see what happens on Thursday Night Football. Certainly disappointing that C.J. Stroud isn't going to get the start while he is in concussion protocol. Speaking of concussion protocol, there is a dude, he has a few more days to go ahead and escape it, Jaxson Dart from the New York Giants. He certainly infused a lot of energy and excitement into the New York Giants. He's already accounted for 17 touchdowns in 9 games. 10 touchdowns in the air, 7 touchdowns on the ground. But the fact that he has or was or is so aggressive on the ground is probably one of the reasons that he's been evaluated for a concussion 4 times this season. And so apparently after the Giants lost to the Green Bay Packers this past Sunday, Jaxson Dart is out of concussion protocol, or at least, excuse me, let me correct myself. He's on his way to being out. He was at practice in a non-contact capacity. There's an expectation that he'll be given the all clear to start for the New York Giants as they get ready to take on the Lions this upcoming Sunday. They're not completely out of the woods, but they have to see what will take place. The New York Giants' new head coach, their interim head coach, Mike Kafka, he talked about whether or not Jaxson Dart is going to be able to come back and make it easy after being knocked out for a game.
I don't want to speak for Jaxson, but he's a pretty smart player. He was dialed into our game plans last week. I mean, he's been preparing like this, you know, even early in the season when he wasn't the starter. So I wouldn't expect anything different. We just had a great walkthrough with him in the offense. So, you know, I'm excited for this practice. And again, why we practice is so we continue to get better. So the mistakes, if they happen, that's great. We can go get them cleaned up. We can go get it fixed. We can, you know, take some positive out of that, continue to build. And so, you know, whatever happens on the practice field, that's the greatest challenge as a coach is, okay, when the things go wrong, or how do I adjust and correct it and then get that information to the player so that on game day, they can just play fast and decisive.
Oh, I learned. Well, he's already said more in one answer than we've heard from Brian Daboll all season long. You know, I encourage the other New York area head coach, New York City area head coach, Aaron Glenn, to maybe take a beat from Brian Daboll. When you're a jerk with the media, man, they're not going to have any mercy on your soul when the going gets tough. And so I think Aaron Glenn needs to go ahead and learn that a little bit sooner than later. It looks like Jaxson Dart will be back. It'll be interesting to see what his usage is like with the New York Giants with a new head coach. People were saying that Brian Daboll just put Jaxson Dart in the line of fire way too damn much. Somebody else, he might actually be making a return. It's a little bit sooner than I would have thought. Maybe we'll see Joe Burrow back. Joe Burrow had to get that foot operated on. The Bengals are 3-7. We saw the Bengals just lose to the Steelers in that entire Spitgate game. Jamar Chase spitting on Jalen Ramsey. But at 3-7, getting ready to take on the 9-2 Patriots, I guess there's no better time than to throw Joe Burrow back out there if his foot is all healed up. You know, by the way, Joe Flacco is dealing with a busted-up shoulder. Welcome to the era of just being old. And so if Joe Flacco is hurting, and if we have the other Joe Burrow, who's ready to go, here's a simple question to the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. Are we going to see Joe Burrow playing on Sunday?
Yeah, I think you can certainly get a lot of work in with Joe Burrow today, because Flacco's not practicing, because the plan has been to get into 11-on-11. So it works well So we're not trying to balance a guy who was going to practice on a Wednesday. Joe Flacco hasn't done that. We got to think of another way to communicate this, because the two Joes, that really is just, this is getting harder and harder every week that passes. But so we'll get through today. And it's just a good start to get Joe out there in 11-on-11, see how it goes.
Will Joe Burrow do 11-on-11 today?
He might. He will. He'll do it today.
Yeah, forget both Joes. Is Joe Flacco, is his ass going to play on Sunday? Tell me.
We'll keep working through it, you know, and see how we go through the week.
Is there a scenario that Joe Burrow
hasn't practiced 11-on-11 yet? So like I said the other day, until we get through some practices, there's no reason for me to even speculate on that.
It's too many Joes at quarterback. Listen, I think we'll see Joe Burrow out there. Why the hell not? I mean, if you are the Cincinnati Bengals, in the next game they're going to be playing on Thanksgiving against the Ravens, you might as well shoot your shot now. If you want to have any hope at the season, if you're Zach Taylor and people are looking at you going, you know what, we don't care what happens with Joe Burrow, how injured he is, we may fire you. Zach Taylor may say, oh, I ain't got Ja'Marr Chase. I'm definitely just putting Joe Flacco out there. He might just say, screw it. I'm going to play him on Sunday. I'm going to play him on Thursday on Thanksgiving. And I'm going to roll the dice. I think that might be the way to go if you're the Cincinnati Bengals. If you got to hold him out for Sunday, which you will definitely lose probably against the Patriots, you will probably lose anyway against the Ravens, you might as well go out shooting with Joe Burrow on the field and Joe Burrow on the sidelines. Speaking of quarterbacks returning, we know Aaron Rodgers broke his wrist in that game, his left wrist against the Cincinnati Bengals. Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers are getting ready to take on the Bears. Aaron Rodgers has a 25-5 career record against the Bears. Aaron Rodgers was asked, knowing that he doesn't need surgery on that left wrist, what's the determining factor as to whether or not you'll play in the game? Listen to what Rodgers had to say about that.
No, it'd be a safety thing.
Did it aggravate anything, or is this like a brand whole new injury?
Brand new.
What has to happen for you to play on Sunday?
Got to get the okay and got to feel like I can protect myself.
Yeah, simple as that. Is he going to be up to go out there and protect himself? Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is what you don't need is a 41-year-old quarterback, soon to be 42, going out there falling on his wrist. And now ending his season. Things were tragic enough when Aaron Rodgers made his debut for the New York Jets, ran out onto the field, had four plays, and then ripped his Achilles to shreds. Okay, we don't need a dramatic ending for Aaron Rodgers here with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's certainly not what Mike Tomlin, the Steelers, and or their fans would want anyway. If they're going to go down, let them go down in the first or second round of the playoffs like they typically do. Doesn't have to be here in the middle of the season, okay? Let's see. I think we'll have Aaron Rodgers back against the Chicago Bears. Unfortunately, also, well, Dart may be coming back. C.J. Stroud might be coming back. I'm going to tell you on the other side of the break about a quarterback. He's just done for the season. We'll get into that. And we got a bunch of injuries in the NBA as well. Talk about some NBA injuries. And then we're going to be joined by WNBA All-Star. Aaliyah Boston will join us. You're all locked in. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.